Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Over to Windler. Belmont can run out the clock. A week of first to this Belmont basketball program. A trip to the first four and a first ever NCAA tournament win. Belmont defeats Temple 81-70. Finally, the wait ends for this wonderful program of Coach Rick Byrd. Eighth try in NCAA tournament play. And the Bruins deliver here in Dayton a first four victory. And we'll move on to Jacksonville. It'll be a late night flight. We'll happily take it at 2 a.m. And Belmont will play Maryland on Thursday.
Kevin Ingram on the call last night in Dayton, the land of the gray. And now he's in Jacksonville, the land of Pontiac Sunfires. And they'll take that early morning flight.
Pontiac Sunfires and jorts.
That's right. That's it.
That's what Jacksonville does, baby.
Kevin Ingram joins us. Kevin, what time did you actually touch down in Florida?
Well, I'm wearing my jorts. We got to the hotel about 4:30 Eastern time. And we probably landed about 3:30. We took off at about 2:00. After the game was over, did all the post game stuff, went back to the hotel, and we pull up outside and they're like, all right, you got 20 minutes to go get your stuff together, get back here and get on the bus, and then leaving for the airport. So yeah, we rolled out of there pretty late, but I think everybody was still kind of rolling on adrenaline a little bit, and got here to Jacksonville and got a little rest, and another big day coming up today.
You joked as they got off the plane that you might be headed straight to the gym, but what is the schedule like today?
Well, we're supposed to have a media stuff and a little, you know, open workout shoot around kind of deal. I think it's about 4:30 or so, just somewhere in that range, late afternoon. The usual deal you do with these things, where, you know, it's all day at the arena where you have all eight teams that are here in these two sessions that they'll have tomorrow. But yeah, late afternoon for the shoot around and press conferences.
How about Kevin McLean last night, Kevin? Just a masterful performance. Every time Temple went on a run, it seemed like McLean had an answer.
You know, Chad, he's a really good big game player. I mean, he's shown that over and over in his career at Belmont. I think about that game at UCLA. I mean, he scored a winning bucket out there and had a big game. In fact, he scored 20 points in that one. But, you know, last night, I thought that basket toward the end of the, you know, right before the halftime buzzer was huge. It was kind of a busted play and got the layup. And then the second half, I mean, he just got to the free throw line a lot. You know, he made some big threes, but got to the free throw line and over was converting, you know, two times in each trip. And, gosh, he's just so good. And great defensively, too. And, you know, it was a night where Dylan Windler only scored 5 points, but he contributed in so many other ways. And people look at it and say, well, he didn't really have a good game, but he did a lot of stuff. He had 14 rebounds. He defended well. I mean, he was really, really solid. But, yeah, those two seniors, man, they've just been excellent all season.
Kevin Ingram with us from Jacksonville. Kevin, you've been around this program calling these games for many years. What was last night like behind the scenes after that game?
It was cool. I didn't get to see the whole locker room scene, but I was still out courtside when I first went back there. But I did see the video. When they got back there, you know, they bring in a little bracket for you to place your name plate on. And Dylan Windler did it for Belmont. He put it on there to show that Belmont had advanced. And that scene was really cool. I was in the locker room a little bit later. Just kind of went around and talked to the guys. And you know, you could tell, especially for the guys that have been around there a while, just how much it meant to them. You know, you get to know all these guys so well. It's really a small group, and you know everybody. I've known all these assistant coaches for years, and Coach Byrd, of course. It was a special thing. It was the one thing that was lacking from the resume for this program, and they finally delivered that win. And, you know, get a chance to advance and run this crazy trip, and you know, play against them all. It's a lot of fun.
So, Kevin, to me, one of the things that's special about Belmont under Rick Byrd and just the history of their program is that everyone is so well coached and they're so ready to go that you can get a performance like you got from Adam Kunkel last night, who had barely played and could come in and give them valuable minutes like that. Did you see that coming, where he was going to enter the game and play that way last night?
I will say, no, I did not see that coming. You know, Kunk is, know, he's had his moments. He's a, you know, he's a true freshman. He's played some here and there, but, you know, he only played 5 minutes in each of the two OVC tournament games. And, you know, just kind of in and out and, you know, give him a few minutes to give some rest to, you know, some of the more regular players. But, gosh, he was huge last night. They kept putting him back in there. I was like, man, this is really interesting. And he made some big plays. He made some free throws, of course, but really his defense and just staying in front of a couple of their better scorers and just keeping them from going crazy and the one big block. I mean, it was remarkable to watch, you know, and talking to Brian Ayers, the longtime associate head coach after the game, he said, yeah, you know, Conkle's another one of those guys who's just kind of a gamer, man. He likes being on the stage and, you know, having that opportunity. And, man, he really played well. You know, they got a lot of performances out of supporting characters last night. You know, Michael Benker to hit three threes, and Nick Hopkins made a huge shot, and Seth Adelsberger who came in and, you know, gave Nick Musinski a breather like he has all season, and Seth scored a couple buckets in the first half, but, you know, just a lot of contributions. But it was crazy to see Conkle get out there and play like that. That was the best he's played in his whole career on the biggest stage.
I'm blanking on his name right now, but whoever the big, slow white dude was for Loyola last year, that was so good that no one could guard. Nick Musinski is that guy in this year's tournament. I'm calling it. If Belmont goes on a run, everyone's going to fall in love with this guy because while it is not pretty, that dude is effective down low with his moves.
Man, he's really strong. He's really kind of a player Belmont hasn't had. I mean, Belmont's had some good post players, but not with this, the size and power that he has. And, you know, he sprained his ankle in the OVC tournament, didn't get to play against Murray in the championship game. And kind of wondered, okay, how's he going to be when he comes back? And even watching him in practice and in the shoot around, you know, still, you know, kind of almost seemed like maybe not full speed, but he got out there last night, man, he's running the floor and doing everything that he normally does. And his ability really to run down and beat people down the court and get layups and then also to pass out of the post really makes a big difference, you know, to when he, you know, gets attention inside to either take it to the hole or kick it back out. He's got some really good post moves. You put him on the left block, and he's really deadly if you try to play him straight up.
Kevin Ingram of the Wake Up Zone with us, voice of the Bruins, and Belmont will play Maryland tomorrow right after Yale and LSU in Jacksonville. So now that you move on to Maryland, what is the matchup like as you've studied the Terrapins?
You know, I'll be honest, I haven't looked at Maryland a whole ton. I did a little bit of prep before I left home. I kind of put together my scorecard and some of those things. One thing that stands out is their size. They got some big dudes. That's one thing that Temple really didn't have was a good inside game. And they had a couple guys that were pretty good. But, you know, the one guy in foul trouble early on and the guy Hamilton they brought in off the bench I thought was actually better anyway. But it'll be a different story when you play Maryland and just the size they have of those guys inside. So, yeah, I have a little more of a chance to look at them and kind of digest it a little bit. But, yeah, it'll be a tough matchup. 6-11 game here tomorrow.
And we talked yesterday, maybe if you get to 80, Belmont wins. They got to 81 last night. But the game, for a moment, thought it could be in the high 60s, very low 70s. So I'm assuming that's kind of where you want to play this one, too, will be in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, sure thing, John. I mean, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about those conversations that I had with you guys and some others about, you know, where you wanted the score to land. And once it got to where I was like, man, I think Belmont's going to be able to get the 80 here. And that seems like a magic number. And, you know, I was actually thinking about that thing, about that as the half went along. But I'm like, you guys, I really thought it's probably going to land in the high 60s, low 70s, just kind of the way it was unfolding. But, you know, a flurry of points there in the second half had things going. And Belmont did a good job of kind of stabilizing things. And Temple went on that big run and kind of getting it back, turning the right direction and going back to the lead. And once they got ahead by double figures, it felt like, okay, if he makes some free throws, he's going to have a good chance. And, you know, again, they got to 81, and it felt like if they could do that, that they'd be in good shape, and they were.
No haircut needed today, so what are you doing?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of boxed myself into a corner in this haircut thing. Now I got all these people saying, look, man, you got to get a haircut every game day. Like, man, I'm going to have a whole lot left, you know?
You should get some, like, lines in the side of your hair, like
vanilla
ice.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Can just
yeah,
do
maybe
that
I'll get extensions for get some added on for the game on Thursday.
You'd fit right in with
yeah,
the locals
I get,
there.
I could get some lines like Bosworth. You know, that was all the thing back
yeah.
when I was in high school.
You can go Bosworth. You can dye your hair. I mean, there's a lot of yeah, different hair yeah. options you can take advantage of, Kevin.
Yeah, I could get a fresh cut and color for the game tomorrow.
Look at those highlights. They look natural. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they really look natural. I'm going with what I got.
Hey, enjoy it, and we know you will, and we look forward to watching you tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds good, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Kevin okay, Ingram has been our guest. Catch him in the Wake Up Zone with some check-ins tomorrow morning. And then you can hear him on the call, the online feed for Belmont with Greg Sage. And they'll be on the call for Belmont and Maryland. That game will tip around 2:10, 2:15, which will be after LSU takes on Yale.
And you can watch that game with us in the Borough tomorrow. We will have not only a tourney watch party, but an official Belmont Bruins watch party.
Yes.
Because all eyes will be focused on that game at around 2 o'clock, 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. We're at Party Foul in Murfreesboro. Come join us. Still a few spots left if you want to jump in on that $25 offer. $25 to Team Hutton 104.5
bargain.
For Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's absolutely a bargain. You're going to get two pints of beer. You're going to get appetizers throughout the afternoon. Come join us. Plus all those proceeds, they go to LLS. Come hang out with us. Even if you don't get in on that offer, please join us on your lunch break. Take the afternoon off. Come hang out with us tomorrow at Party Foul in the Borough. We'll be there starting at 10 a.m.
It's time to tee it up for Team Hutton 104.5. Olympian Construction presents the inaugural Midday Masters at Topgolf. Thursday, April 4th, teams of six will compete for top prizes, with best overall golfer taking home the Midday Masters green jacket. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Tennessee. To register your team, visit Hutton1045.com. It's the Midday Masters, presented by Olympian Construction. Thursday, April 4th at Topgolf.